Welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Aloha from Honolulu, Hawaii. I'm Danny Yamashiro with my co-host Alfredo Canencia. Welcome to The Good Life. We're here to help unleash your God-given purpose. Brad Ching never thought about moving away from Hawaii until he started getting more serious about golf and discovered that pro golf in some other areas may have a larger capacity. He started thinking about the mainland, and particularly San Diego crossed his mind. He and his wife, they had never been to San Diego till they went there for their anniversary. And then things got interesting. We pause for a moment about to remind you about the interesting moments in life. Those moments where you start thinking about opportunities, locations, destinations that you had not really ever thought about or had on the radar screen of your life. And then suddenly God puts them there. It starts as an idea, it starts as a small pursuit, and then doors begin to open. Who is this door opener? We want to remind you the reason we have the program, The Good Life Hawaii, is that the door opener is the Lord Himself, who has touched Brad and Charity Ching, who loves you, my friend, that He died on the cross for your sins. He shed His blood on that cross to wash your sins away. He was buried, and 3 days later He rose again from the grave, and the living Christ who leads Brad and Charity today is here to speak to you, to touch you, to lead you. Brad worked at Roberts Hawaii and Pearl Country Club. Charity works at ServPack Inc. They are members of Grace Bible Pearlside, the Regal campus. Brad and Charity, welcome to our show.
Hello.
Hi, thank you.
Hey, you know, Brad, you know something about Brad, Danny. He's a bass player. He's a drummer. And this guy's kind of gifted. And he's also a golfer. He got all the gifts and talents. And he's also 6 feet four.
I'd love to see him crush the ball,
right.
You know, from the tee.
Right
out
there. Yeah, like you said earlier, where our ball is ending, his ball is still continuing.
Yeah, no, our ball, the arc is coming, it's coming down, and his is just taking off at that point, yeah. You know, a whole other trajectory.
Yeah, you know, we talk about, you know, you love golfing, and it happened at a young age where you were being dropped off with your uncle. I mean, tell us about that, because, you know, sometimes we think things just happen for, you know, for odd reasons, but God probably had something that He wanted to work in your heart. That you were with your uncle at age five?
About the fifth grade.
Fifth grade, and you hitting balls. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so, you know, I grew up playing a lot of sports.
Yeah.
And, you know, one day my mom dropped me off at the Newtown driving range, and my uncle was there, and he said, oh, you know, why don't you try and hit a few balls? So I had a baseball background, so, you know, I had a pretty natural swing, and my uncle told me, hey, you know, why don't you try and pick up a set of clubs and try and get into junior golf.
Wow. So at that time, you didn't hit balls before? That was like one of the, you coming to the driving range, and your uncle let you start hitting some balls, and you find your uncle beginning to encourage you.
Yeah.
He saw something in you. He saw potential, probably.
Yeah. He told me that, oh, you know, your swing looks really natural. And, you know, that was my first time hitting a golf ball. Yeah.
Wow.
What did you do after that to prepare? What road did you take in preparation for the development of your gifting?
My mom signed me up for junior golf, and she bought me a set of clubs, started taking some golf lessons. And, you know, I played junior golf tournaments like every month. And then I got into high school, and I played high school golf, and yeah.
Yeah, you did pretty good in high school, actually, when you golfed at McKinley. Did you guys win? I remember you telling me you guys did really well in high school.
Well, my junior year, we actually had a good team. Mm. In order to make a team score, you have to have four players. So we made it to states, and I think we took I think it was ninth place in the state.
Wow.
Yeah, which is great, you know, because McKinley, there wasn't that much golfers there.
They're playing football, other sports, right? McKinley probably.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, so, you know, and then you begin to do these tournaments. So all this time going through the training, was there a passion in you that you kind of felt like, wow, man, I enjoy this. I see myself possibly doing this in my life.
Yeah, I think it was around the eighth grade. You know, I wanted to become a professional golfer. That was my dream. And even throughout high school, you know, that was my dream.
Wow.
Yeah.
Who are some of the golfers that you look up to? You know, like when I played basketball, I looked up at certain, you know, players like Magic Johnson, you know. From the young guys, they don't understand that, but, you know, Magic Johnson, different people that I would aspire to play like. Who is the person that you look up to?
So, for me, it was Tiger Woods because, you know, he was, I mean, just taking off at the time.
Right, at that time, yeah.
So, you know, he really... expose the game to everybody.
Yeah.
How much does someone need to practice to really be a professional golfer?
Every day for, you know, maybe 10 hours a day. Yeah.
Wow.
What do you do in 10 hours?
So
how do you fill that time?
Sometimes I'll go jogging in the morning.
And he says it very matter-of-fact.
Yeah.
And then I would head to the golf course, warm up, and then I would go and play 18 holes. And then after that, I would head back to the range. I would hit balls for about an hour. Then I would go putt, work on my short game for maybe another half an hour to about 45 minutes. So... yeah.
That pretty much takes up the whole block of time that you talked about.
Yeah.
How does a golfer improve? How do you improve playing all that? Does it just happen naturally? Are there certain things you have to do technically?
It's a lot of things. Nowadays, a lot of golfers are getting into fitness, golf-specific fitness, and... what that's allowing is the players to put their bodies in position to where the coaches are telling them where their bodies need to be. Aside from that, you just have to keep playing tournaments, get that experience, and it's a process. You know, you don't get good overnight. You know, it takes months, years.
Well, what about the mental game? I hear so much about golf being a mental game. Well, athletics. In athletics, so much of it is mental. But how does that relate to the game of golf?
It plays a huge factor because, you know, there could be, well, I'm 6'4". You know, there could be a guy like 5'5" that, I mean, you know, he could play just as good as me. So... because his mental and strategy game is good. I mean, he can shoot, you know, just the same score as me. So,
so the mental side. How about, like, you know, when some guys are, you know when you're doing real good, then all of a sudden you start, you know, maybe hitting bad, and then, you know, trying to stay focused because every shot. You know, you can be worrying about the shot you did before, and it can mess up your mind in the way you hit that ball. And then, so how you deal with that? Because a lot of times you almost got to forget about what you did before in order to get to, you know, to hit the next ball.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. And so just, you know, coming to that.
How do you do it?
Yeah.
How do you do it, yeah, Ching?
That's right.
You just got to keep playing and practicing, and you have to be able to, put it aside and forget about the last shot, and just move on. Focus on the next shot.
Yeah. He said something almost without really maybe even deep thought, but there's a deep profoundness to it,
yeah,
when he says you just got to keep playing.
Yeah.
I think there's a lesson in life here.
That's
too,
right.
Coach.
There is.
Charity.
Yeah.
You know, we all have missed shots in life.
That's right.
And sometimes it can be quite torturous thinking about the missed shot, but then it affects the shot that we're going to play in life now.
That's right.
Because we're thinking about the shot before. Well, Brad, you have a lot of lessons that you have learned along the way. Lessons, certainly, of golf. I've heard it on numerous occasions that golf can be an analogy to life itself.
Yeah, that's right.
I would take it a step further. Probably golf could be an analogy to the spiritual life. Mm-hmm. And much understanding could come from that. When we come back, let's talk further about the game of golf, the lessons learned, but also the applications of what God is doing in your life in this season, which requires relocation, which requires a step of faith, which requires even Charity and you consulting with those that you work for and seeing God open up some other doors of opportunity to make it happen. God moves when he's going to make something happen. Stay with us. We'll be back with more.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Danny Yamashiro Ministries presents the Good Life Partnership Club. Join today and receive Danny Yamashiro's inspirational biography, Paradise Calls, as an ebook, a slice of the Good Life CD by mail, a monthly personal letter from Danny that include inspiring devotionals, insider's access of new stories to share, and quarterly newsletters featuring guests, resources, and opportunities for ministry. Plus, a personal invitation to have dinner with Danny Yamashiro this year and a special Christmas gift exclusively for club members. All this for a minimum monthly commitment of just $25 per month at thegoodlifehawaii.com. For less than $1 per day, the Good Life Partnership Club membership will enrich you and multiply by spreading the hope of Jesus Christ to millions across the United States and the world. People like your family and friends. Join today at thegoodlifehawaii.com and click Partners. That's thegoodlifehawaii.com.
Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. This involves exercise and a range of sporting activities. There are times, though, when injuries take place resulting from sports, work, or even the effects of age. In some cases, surgical care is necessary to facilitate proper healing. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Polymomi and Kuakini. Dr. Calvin Oishi has treated patients with the compassion, care, and expertise second to none. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, 484-2042, 484-2042.
There was a time when filling up your gas tank was a full-service experience. The attendant would look under your hood, check your oil and water, check your tires, and wipe your windows, all while your tank's being filled. Burt's Union Service Station on School Street still does it. They also provide auto repair services with master mechanics to give your car the needed fixing to keep it going a long time, so your dollars stretch with a lasting, smoothly running vehicle. Visit them today. Burt's Union on School Street.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
All right, let's just say it. The power of an idea. You realize that so much of what we experience in life today, you, me, wherever we are, whatever we have the capacity to grab a hold of, experience, be a part of, in virtually any area of life that you can tangibly touch or see, started with an idea. Lives change, lives improve because of ideas. Ideas. You're listening to the Good Life Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro with my co-host Alfredo Canencia. Brad and Charity Ching are our guests today, and I'm so glad that you're with us. You can find out more about our program at thegoodlifehawaii.com.
You know, Brad, Danny was saying, starts with an idea. And, you know, because we all have kind of different thoughts. And you said that when you were 8th grade, you were thinking about being a professional golfer. Now, how does that materialize out of your life? Because you now, you know, you've come into your young adult age and you're moving. Now you have a thought, an idea. How did that come to you of becoming a professional golfer and moving to San Diego?
I guess because I was so involved with golf, I really loved it. And, you know, I could see myself doing it professionally. As I got more involved with tournaments, you know, I began to find out that, you know, there's not that many pro tournaments here in Hawaii.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
So you're realizing by relocating on the mainland, you're kind of giving yourself more of an opportunity to play in different tournaments.
Yes.
Oh, I see.
How important is that, playing in these tournaments and, you know, really giving you the impetus to move?
There's just something about getting experience from tournaments that is priceless. I mean, you know, you can hit balls on the range all day long, and you know you can play around the golf any day of the week. But there's just something about when you get into that tournament mode. Is the experience is you know, greater than when you're hitting balls on the range.
Game experience.
Yeah.
Charity, how did you and Brad meet?
We met at church. I saw him at a service, and I was like, oh, hey, nice guy.
It was their first look. Okay.
He's handsome. And he's tall, so it's hard to miss him. But we later found out that we shared the same friends. And so I kind of just started about that. We were all hanging around the same group of friends. We'd hang out over the weekend with everyone. And so that's where all the conversation started, just being able to spend time with each other, with the rest of our friends.
Okay, so you're with friends.
Okay, yeah.
And you're having conversations. I mean, let's pursue further.
Yeah,
into
I want to get the juicy thing. Yeah.
When did you start thinking thoughts?
Who made the first move, maybe? You know?
Thank you, Coach. Thank you for that. I was thinking about the same thing.
We still fight about that. Or we still
there's a disagreement.
As many couples do, right?
Yeah, it's one of those things where, do I like him? Am I ready?
Yeah.
And, you know, it's just that feeling inside of you like, oh, is this something that that I should be pursuing? Of course not. And so I kind of just held back. I was in a point of denial because I just wasn't sure if I was ready. You know, if the season that I was in was the time to be able to be open to a relationship.
What season was that?
It was a great season of actually just I came off of like the World Conference, so just being on fire with God. So a relationship at that time wasn't something that I wanted. I wanted more of God and just learning more about Him, because when I was, you know, growing up, I was raised in a Christian home, but I've never come to a place of really experiencing God in such a real way. Until coming to Grace Bible Church ProSide. And so I just was hungry at that time, because it only had been maybe several years that I've been going to Grace Bible and just experiencing everything that God has for me. Yeah. Because as I was younger, you know, God's around. But the thought of being able to really experience Him truly for myself and know without a doubt that he's real.
Yeah, it was no longer living through mom and dad's faith. It's now you owning it for yourself.
Yes. Yeah. And being so involved with the church too, and just owning it up for my own self. Yeah.
So you and Brad are following Christ. Brad, how did you become a Christian?
I had a friend that I played basketball with that was a Christian, and he invited me to church one day, and I got saved, and for the next couple of years I never really got plugged in or really connected, and still kind of just did my own thing.
At that time, you had an experience where, you got your girlfriend at that time pregnant, and then it seemed like it was some kind of, you're going through a storm, a difficult time. How did you deal with that? Because all of this we're talking about, your testimony and coming to know God, and you charity getting together. But before that, you had to deal with that, because a lot of people, when they go through that, Brad, they think like their life is over, like they messed up already. But you had to deal with that and work through that. And in that journey, I believe you came closer to God.
Yeah, so that really was, a wake-up call from God. And I got into Grace Bible Church and started serving and, began to get on fire for God. And I just kept growing and growing and growing. And today,
So you, as far as your son, you still involved in his life at some point? I mean, in your life with him? Or?
Right now it's kind of hard because they live in Kauai.
Oh, okay.
So
okay.
Once in a while we'll Skype together. Yeah,
that's good. So you have to deal with that before you actually connect with charity.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because, that can hinder you from really being the man that God wants you to be to charity.
Right.
So how do you deal with that?
I just kept focusing on God, kept serving, and just kept loving on Him, and just kept learning about God. And I wasn't really looking for a relationship, kind of, but
that's usually how it is sometimes.
But I was so on fire for God that God was like, okay, here you go.
You're in the process of a transition. It's a very pivotal moment in your lives. But as was mentioned about your child, your son, how do you feel God is leading you to process that in relation to this transition?
That's a tough one.
Yeah.
I think as he gets older, he'll start to understand. But right now, I just keep praying for him and keep in touch with him and things like that.
Coach, I think there are certain times.
Yes.
And certain instances, certain situations in life. And Brad, I certainly don't mean to put you on the spot, because there's underlying things that go unspoken or cannot be said, experiences that people go through that cannot be judged.
Right.
Because we don't know. We're not there. In a moment like this, I think there is a sense of the grip or the strength of open sharing, open dealings with what's really happening.
Yeah.
Because God works that way in our lives.
Yeah.
It's certainly not easy, certainly not comfortable in many or maybe even in most occasions. As you go, what would you want to, what kind of man do you want to be for your son? And what kind of man do you want to be for your wife?
follows God and never gives up. And just always respecting God's will for us, and just continuing to follow where He calls us to. And
how about you, Charity? As a woman, mm-hmm. what kind of woman do you feel in this season of life that God would have you to be?
Well, one that's very supportive, respectful, considerate. I've always felt like, you know, not being boasting, but I feel like I have a big compassion heart, and mm-hmm. so I feel like that's something that God has given me, and to be able to love on others and to not judge, you know, and to always, same thing, respect someone for who they are, and not because of their story, but to be able to look at them and believe that, you know, they are someone great. Yeah. Mm. So
when we come back, Coach, yeah. let's talk about that.
Yeah, sure.
Because, you know, sometimes God brings certain people in our lives to remind us what He's put in our lives.
That's right.
What He's put there. And sometimes our dreams, we just leave them aside, or we diminish them. We don't go all out
yeah.
in developing the gifts or talents, because, you know, we have hiccups, or we have limps yeah. in life. And God brings someone in to say, hey, remember that. Remember that. There's this part in you. Maybe the Lord is telling that to you today as you listen to Brad and Charity. And there's something in you. We're going to talk more about that when we come back. Something in you that you need to go back and develop that. Enhance that. Invest in that. God gave you that for a reason, that gift. And maybe that will help make sense of a lot of things. Stay with us. We'll be back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Have you heard the stories on the Good Life Hawaii radio show with Danny Amashiro and his guests?
Yup, I listen to Danny's show every day. Those testimonies inspire me in my life at work, with my family, and in my relationship with God.
Did you ever visit thegoodlifehawaii.com? There's all kinds of resources there. Danny Amashiro has interviewed hundreds of guests on subjects like parenting, business, relationships, depression, overcoming addiction, hope, and so much more.
As a matter of fact, I have. Did you know there are videos where Danny prays for your family, your finances, even a video I've used to help lead my friends to Christ?
Wow. And I hear Danny is offering special opportunities and benefits for his Good Life Partnership Club members.
Yep. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and remember to connect with Danny on Facebook. Follow him on Twitter, too. That's Danny Amashiro.
I'm going to visit thegoodlifehawaii.com today.
A healthy smile can make all the difference, but where do you go for healthy teeth? Dr. Kerry Ishihara is a specialist in general dentistry in Waiahua. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Ishihara serves the people of Waiahua, including a special focus on military families. As a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves, he understands the needs of soldiers and families in our military community. The Good Life Hawaii radio show is proud to have Dr. Kerry Ishihara as an anchor sponsor. Call him at 621-8281. That's 621-8281.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out? Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created.
In times of economic challenge, opportunities arise. All we need is someone to say, I believe in you. Michael Beasley, a senior executive of Kaiani Team Aloha, has seen Kaiani products improve the quality of people's lives. Michael Beasley says Kaiani's mission is to empower people globally to experience better health, wealth, and a lot of fun. Contact Michael Beasley at 277-9528. Live outside the 9-to-5 workday. Become the CEO of your own business while Kaiani handles the details. That's Michael Beasley at 277-9528. 277-9528. Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. There are times when injuries take place. In some cases, surgical care is necessary. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi with offices at both Palimomi and Kuakini. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi at 484-2042, 484-2042.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
You know, sometimes we have conversations, and you know, those conversations, just be honest, they can be at different levels. And based on the levels of those conversations, you know, that's the relationship that you have with that person that you're conversing with.
Right.
But as over time, as a relationship develops, you're able to go deeper. And as you go deeper, there's a bond that takes place. And so from time to time, we would want to experience that with others. And by God's grace, sometimes He allows us to experience that even in our radio broadcast. You're listening to The Good Life Radio Show. You might say, Danny, what are you talking about? You're speaking some nebulous terms. And maybe so. But look, deep down inside, I know, I've experienced, there's a certain substance that comes to when you get deep.
Yes.
And it's when we get deep that people are able to connect. This is The Good Life Radio Show. I'm here with my co-host, Alfredo Canencia. And it's, by the way, Coach, it's always a blessing to be in studio with you.
I enjoy every moment.
I'm glad you're here. And Brad and Charity Ching. You can find out more about our program at thegoodlifehawaii.com.
You know, Brad, a lot of times when we go toward our purpose or we feel God calling us, and what He does is He surfaces things in our life to deal with. So because He wants to transform us, to make us more like Him. And so some of those things will come up and we got to look at it. Right, Danny? We got to look at it. And we don't want to see it. And I know exactly how that is. But then I have to face it and I have to deal with it. And sometimes we go through different emotions. And you were sharing with us during the break how sometimes you think about that, you feel. Tell us what you feel in your heart. When you think about, you know, maybe your son that you had. And you know, I think by sharing that and understanding that these things that, yeah, God don't want us to forget about it, but neither was He wants it to be so dominant in our mind that we cannot go further, mm-hmm. right? But you shared something with us during the break. What was that in your heart about that situation?
I felt a little, you know, ashamed about the mistake that I made. And I think God just wants me to continue to follow Him and just trust that, you know, somewhere down the line that my son will understand what happened. Mm. Yeah.
Right. So, you know, that's the reality that we all have emotions and things that we are ashamed of in the past. And we can, you know, sometimes let those things really hold us back. But as we, you know, we seek God for forgiveness and we forgive those that have, you know, been part of that. And at some point we have to make a decision that, hey, I'm going to go forward with God.
Mm-hmm.
So not forgetting it forever, but putting it in His right perspective and saying, God, I'm going to follow You. And I think that's where they are, you know. Yeah. Charity, both you and Brad, you know, at this place and, you know, a transitional moment.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's going to happen soon. is going to happen end of or next month, just a couple of days into next month, right?
Yes.
Right after Easter, I believe.
A couple
right?
weeks.
Yeah.
And we, Coach, may be sitting here.
Yeah.
We may be hearing about him from different forms
that's
of
right.
media
that's
in the
right.
future
yeah.
as he pursues his dream.
Yeah, that's right.
And then I say, I always did want to see him tee off. The idea about moving. How did that come about?
As I got more involved with golf tournaments, and I slowly started to find out that, you know, Hawaii doesn't have that many tournaments for professionals. I thought, maybe the only option will be on the mainland. And then I thought, San Diego has a lot of Hawaii people. And it's probably the closest, to home. So that's where San Diego came about, yeah.
Okay, so you get an idea.
Mm-hmm.
God gives you an intelligent mind. You're processing the idea. We love to think thoughts.
Yeah.
Ideas are great. You can live in ideas. Yeah. That's one reason we love movies so much. You can
right.
live in the fantasy of someone, on the big screen.
Right.
And vicariously put ourselves in that person's life.
Yeah.
But you're wanting to take it a bit further now. It's going beyond the idea stage. Now you're talking about actually doing it. Where did that threshold get crossed?
So we were in San Diego last August on our one-year anniversary. And we were just kind of driving around and, we were like, oh, this is nice, And we thought, maybe we can check out some places on our next trip there. And so we were up there last month in February, it was. And we looked at a few apartments, and we really liked this one apartment, and we just signed the lease the other day, and yeah.
Wow.
Well, now, Charity, are you, with the whole idea, I know you're married,
yeah.
Well, it's been about a year.
Yeah.
Were you from the get-go? Were you like, yeah, let's go. I'm ready. Or was there any point of resistance, heels in the ground? We got to get some... Because God makes us different,
that's
right?
That's right.
Yep.
In our relationships.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Of course not. I was... I was surprised. I was sharing earlier. It was one of those moments where when he first shared about it to me, I was like, are you sure you heard God? Because I sure didn't hear that.
Yeah.
Like, do I need to hear it again? Am I hearing right?
Am I on the wrong frequency here?
Yeah. Yeah. It's like, are you sure you want to move? Like, move out of Hawaii into, to the mainland? And to be honest, my first reaction was no. We need more information. We need to pray. What are your thoughts? We don't have family there. We've never been there when we first talked about it. And where am I going to work? What can we afford it? Just all those practical things started to arise up in me and getting all worried. But at the end of the conversation, we agreed. Okay, let's pray about this more often together.
Mm.
Yeah.
Wow. So how you dealt with that when he said no? I mean, now, all of a sudden, everything comes to a halt because your life partner says no.
And she may never say yes.
Yeah. Well, like I said earlier, I never saw myself moving away.
Yeah.
So if she said no, then I was okay with it, because... I'm a little intimidated about moving away myself,
So you're like, okay, God, if this is you, you need to speak to
right,
my wife.
Right,
that's exactly
right.
What you felt. And it's good. So you were at a place that if she was going to say no and not really open to it, you really would be okay with it.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's, so you were holding
powerful.
It with
yeah.
your hands were open.
Yeah.
You
awesome.
Weren't clenching
yeah.
down.
Right. Yeah, yeah. Right.
this is an all or nothing. Right. I'm going to manipulate this thing to kingdom come if need be, because we are going to San Diego.
Probably take it out to more dinners and buy more flowers, you know, whatever it takes, you know. But it's awesome, Danny, because, you know, we say this, you hold things tightly, but you hold it loosely. Mm-hmm. Because it's really God gave you a gift, and you have to have the confidence saying, God, if you gave me this and mm-hmm. you want me to pursue it, then you have to, speak to my wife and rest. So where was it at that point where things changed inside of you, Charity?
You know, just being in prayer. And then as we talked about it more, you know, I wanted to know, like, where did it come from? Where did the idea or thought come from? And as he was sharing, you know, he felt like a prompting in his heart to go. And so, you know, to me, okay, if God speaks to me, I want to obey. And so I just asked him more questions, you know, is this something that you really felt like God calling us to? Because if it is, I don't want to be disobedient, you know. Mm. I don't want to lose out on anything that God has for us. So just continue to pray more.
Wow. Yeah. So that's amazing that you take some time on that. Yeah, that's good. Yeah.
Taking time. Yeah. And at the same time, moving forward.
Right.
So here you are at the crossroads of your lives and on the verge of stepping over the threshold, as it were, to move to San Diego. I just sense that there are certain connections, certain opportunities, yes. certain relationships that God has for you there. He has them, but they won't be revealed until you're there. Mm-hmm. You've gotten a glimpse, you've gotten an impression of what God could do, might do. I don't think you are able to see yet the marvel of what He will do.
That's right.
Yes.
When you go. It awaits you there, Brad and Charity Ching. And certain things await you too, so stay with us.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky, leave it to me, I lead you home.
Danny Yamashiro Ministries presents the Good Life Partnership Club. Join today and receive Danny Yamashiro's inspirational biography, Paradise Calls, as an ebook, a slice of the Good Life CD by mail, a monthly personal letter from Danny that include inspiring devotionals, insider's access of news stories to share, and quarterly newsletters featuring guests, resources, and opportunities for ministry. Plus, a personal invitation to have dinner with Danny Yamashiro this year and a special Christmas gift exclusively for club members. All this for a minimum monthly commitment of just $25 per month at thegoodlifehawaii.com. For less than $1 per day, the Good Life Partnership Club membership will enrich you and multiply by spreading the hope of Jesus Christ to millions across the United States and the world. People like your family and friends. Join today at thegoodlifehawaii.com and click Partners. That's thegoodlifehawaii.com.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how the Good Life Hawaii radio show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcast with friends and family from thegoodlifehawaii.com. Others have connected on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. Mahalo to Wahiwa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Villarmia Kahavai of Properties International Limited, Chinen and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, LNS Marine Services Consultants, Arsina Kailihiva of Curium, and orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click Partners at thegoodlifehawaii.com. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show on 99.5 The Word, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You.
Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
So what would we do? I mean, really, what would we do if someone didn't believe in us? Someone didn't see in us what we were hoping deep down inside, that someone would notice that that we have this ability, that we have this gift. And, oh, just a word. Maybe it's from a parent. Maybe it's from a friend. Maybe it's from a coach, a teacher that says, I see that in you. Didn't that change your life? It certainly has changed my life. Just having someone mention something. You're listening to the Good Life Radio Show. I'm Danny Amashiro with Alfredo Canencia. Our featured guests, Brad and Charity Ching. A word about what capacity, potential you have. Find out more at thegoodlifehawaii.com. You can get this program in its entirety for free. Share it with a family member. Share it with a friend.
Yeah. You know, Charity, we were talking about how, you know, you married this man, this big giant of a man, 6'4", you know.
I like when he laughs.
Yeah.
When he laughs, he has a very deep, just a couple of, you know.
You know, and I always want to be like his height. So every time I see him, I think, oh, God, you bless Brad with this great height here. But, you know, his golf, the dream and the vision to be a professional golfer, moving to San Diego, now you begin to be open to it because God starts showing you. And you begin to discover your purpose or your position beside him to support him, be the way God made you. Because I think a lot of times we think, wow, if someone, our spouse, have a dream and vision, or we're just kind of there. But you actually have an active role in helping, shaping him.
Right.
And speaking to him life and encouragement when he's down. Tell us about that.
Yeah. Again, right, I always like to look at the positive in anyone and everyone. And so in marrying him, you know, I love him. I want him to be able to succeed and experience everything God has for him. And so I just had to be that wife, that supportive role. And even in my vows, I said, you know, I'd be your number one supporter and supporting you in everything that you do. So I can't deny what God has placed in my heart. And so just being able to build him up, encourage him, you know, when there are days where he doesn't practice well, it just, you know, it's just one day out of how many times you get to be on the course again. And just kind of reminding him that, you know, God places us here on earth for a great purpose, and I just wanted to be able to, for that to come alive in his life. And as I did that, it started doing something in me personally, and just, you know, I'm not perfect, and so I realized that I had to deal with, like, control, or being able to allow Brad to lead our marriage, you know. And And this was one opportunity that allowed us to really, or allowed me to really give him the reins on deciding, you know, what are we going to do for our marriage? Are we going to stay here or move? Yeah.
Brad, give her many hugs. Good. Squeeze your wife a lot, because she is really a gift.
Yes, she is.
Yeah.
Really a gift to you. Many a man would want to have someone with that kind of love, compassion, and perspective. Not just theoretically, but someone who does and follows. How do you feel when you hear Charity share her heart like that?
I feel really, really blessed. You know, I felt like God blessed me with her, because, you know, I was following him with all my heart, and you know, it was God's gift to me. So I mean, this, I couldn't ask for you know, a better wife. She's the best.
That's awesome.
When you think about what your hopes are when you go, there are certain things that are necessary. You need what's needed to enter these tournaments. When you start in playing in the multiple tournaments that exist, you go, how do you get involved? What do you need to do? What are the practical things?
well, I need to get better. I need to practice. The second thing is I probably need to look for some sponsors because some of the, you know, entry fees are a little bit expensive. Yeah.
So these are entry fees. If you win, do you make money from them?
Only if it's, you know, a huge tournament or there's a lot of players that make the money pot grow. For the tour in California, you really have to, you know, be either winning or top 5, top 10 in order to actually make some money.
How about ongoing lessons? I hear, you know, Tiger Woods, they all have coaches. Does that come into play for you? Do you need to get a coach that's going to be helping to shape you, maybe even coach/manager, shape your career?
Yes. I have yet to look for one in San Diego. Down here, I was blessed to have a coach these last 6 months that gave me free lessons. So that was a real blessing, and my game got better because of him as well.
He's investing in you.
Yeah.
But he also sees the potential in you to be able to and to want to and to do that. What does it take to become a tour pro?
Dedication, sacrifice. A lot of the tournaments, you know, are all over the place. So there will be times where I'm not home. You know, basically living out of a suitcase for some weeks, and yeah, a lot of practice. Right. A lot of practice.
How do golfers, professional golfers, get into those tournaments? What's the process?
So you can either become a member of the tour. If you become a member, you pay a certain rate for the year, and you get discounted entry fees into the tournaments. Or you can just enter the tournament as a non-member and pay a higher entry fee.
But you know, like you have the qualifications. You have to have a certain handicap, or you know, to qualify for these tournaments. Yeah.
Right, for professionals. You would have to enter as a professional, or you can send a declaration into the association that you want to become a pro. Yeah.
What is what do they call it, a tour card? When those tournaments are with the Tiger Woods and the Sergio Garcias and stuff. What is that considered?
Yeah, that would be a PGA Tour card.
Tour card.
You would have to either go through qualifying school, or you would have to get to the web.com tour, which is the tour that's right below the PGA Tour. And you would have to perform well for the year in order to get into the PGA Tour. Yeah.
What is your dream?
The PGA Tour. Yeah.
He said it.
Everybody heard it.
Go big. Go big, right?
Yeah, go big.
Go big. Yeah.
Man, I tell you, I'm excited for you because you've been in the Regal campus praying for you in charity, and then you gave me the gift of one of your gloves that you played in the tournament, and I have that. And I know that one day when he makes it big, I'm going to make sure that I still have that glove, you know, and remind him. And remind you, really, it's God. God is the one that's guiding you. Where he leads you, he will provide. He will take you through it. Just stay close to him. Stay close to one another.
Right.
That's the key.
There's a passage of Scripture, Isaiah 43, verses 18 and 19. I think it's appropriate today. And may be appropriate to someone's life as they have, as they're listening today. Maybe they aspire,
right.
They have an idea, and they're at the threshold of making their own decision and taking a step of faith from the idea to action stage.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
And then that's where it becomes very dynamic. God will meet you there. But here's a promise from His Word. Do not call to mind the former things, or ponder, or shall we say, dwell on things of the past. For behold, the Lord says, I will do something new.
Yes.
Now it shall spring forth.
Yes.
Will you not be aware of it? I will even make a roadway in the wilderness and rivers in the desert.
Yes.
A roadway in the wilderness, rivers in the desert. A path is set for you there.
Yes.
In Carlsbad, California, San Diego. Coach, can you pray?
Yes.
Pray for this dear couple.
Yes. Thank you, Lord. I thank you for both Brad and Charity, Lord, as they really take the steps of faith, a leap of faith out of their comfort zone and willing to live in the mainland, Lord, and to pursue what you placed in Brad's and Charity's heart, Lord. I thank you that they prayed about it and they cannot shake it off, but, Lord, only obey and follow you. Lord, I thank you that you're going to open doors and that you're going to amaze them, Lord, as they take this step of faith, Lord. Then one day we'll have them back here sharing just the stories of blessings and just the, what you've done in their life as they took this journey of faith, Lord. And I thank you, God, for our listeners, Lord, of people maybe right on the brink of taking steps of faith to go on the journey of faith because you're putting something in their hearts. Lord, I pray that they'll be inspired and encouraged, Lord. And it's not about them, but it's about you and your call and purpose for their life. Lord, may they honor you, Lord, and really take steps of faith, Lord, because faith is what pleases you. In Jesus' name, amen, 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 amen.
Charity, the Lord has given you a countenance of peace and a grace of stability.
Yes.
And you're blessed. You're blessed, Brad and Charity, you are blessed. Thank you for being with us today. Thank you for sharing.
Thank you for having us.
There you have it. And there we're privileged to be a part of the next step of Brad and Charity Ching's journey. You know, as much as God's timing is perfect for them, God's timing is perfect for you. And as we typically say, there's no better time than right now to share the love of Jesus with someone near you. Someone shared it with, shared Christ with them. And if you haven't done so, look, this is the perfect moment for you to open your heart to Christ. Would you do it? Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com, click Get to Know Jesus. I've got a presentation set for you there. And to help us with your financial support, to make a donation, go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and click Partners. And I want to thank you in advance. Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways submit to Him, and He will make your paths straight. It's always a blessing to be with you. A special thank you to Brad and Charity Ching. Until next time, along with my co-host Alfredo Canencia, technical producer Chaz Ontai, and guest coordinator Jamie Lee Kwai, and web designer Arlen Nagata, I'm Danny Yamashiro. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let Him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener-supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org, and may God richly bless you with The Good Life.